When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, come see me live. I'm on tour right now. AndrewSantino.com for tickets. AndrewSantino.com for tickets. I'm all over the place. I'm going to San Francisco. Then I'm going to Columbus. I'm going to Pittsburgh. I'm going to Grand Rapids. I'm going to Philly. We added another show in Philly. We added a late show in Philly as well as in Seattle and Portland in the new year. Coming to Chicago as well and the New York Comedy Festival in November. And then I'll be up in Albany later in the year. I'm all over the place. So go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. AndrewSantino.com for those tickets.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Happy birthday to me.
Your birthday?
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Wait, hold up.
You don't know my birthday.
I'm going to Google it. Hold on.
Happy birthday to me.
Andrew.
Thank you, Pete and Andres and George, and that's it.
Hold on, Sandy.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, George.
Well,
thank you, Andres.
Rudy, too. Rudy collaborated.
And thank you, Rudy Jules. My heart of hearts. My little brown queen. My little brown bean queen.
Wait, is that your birthday?
Yes, it is. No. And you had to Google it to know it.
I know, but because I was wondering, the thing that I got you is getting delivered to my house.
Oh, it's coming to your house.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, the delivery didn't come yet. And I'm like.
Let me open my cards from Pete.
Okay.
Let me open my cards from Pete. You make my eyes happy. You make my lips happy. You make my heart happy. I could keep heading south, but I think you get the idea.
I don't understand.
Pete says, happy birthday. I didn't realize how sexual this card was until after I bought it, Pete. So,
yeah.
Very Pete. I love that. Very Pete. Let's see. And this is from Pete. Let's see what Pete got me in here. Let's see what Pete got me. It is some socks. Oh, Pete, thank you so much. This is Men's Crew, my favorite. They've got wicking cool comfort fabric. Hanes, can't beat it. Thank you so much, Pete.
You're welcome.
That's the president that's coming in the mail.
Let's see what's next. Man, this is great. Bobby,
else.
I can't wait to open yours. I'm sure it's in the Prius, right? You want to go get it?
It's 3 days from
this
now.
This one's from Rudy. Right. It says, friend. In this world where things move so fast and change before our eyes, I take comfort in the precious few things that are constant and true. The friendship we share day after day, year after year, Rudy. Rudy, thank you, Rudy Jules. This was very sweet.
You're welcome.
Wait. How the fuck?
Hey.
Stop for a
Rudy,
second.
What did you get me? Let's see what she got me. Whoa, Redbush.
How did she? She's not even 21.
Good old fashioned Redbush. You don't have to be 21 in the Philippines to drink. It's only 18.
Oh, you got it from the Philippines?
Yeah. Sure did. Thank you, Rudy Jules.
I got it. Did you know that it was his birthday? You never told me.
Oh, and a taco. And a taco.
Oh,
Rudy Jules.
Wow.
Do you want this taco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Rudy. Rudy, and also Rudy left a receipt in here. Oh, good, in case I wanted to give it back. Thank you, Rudy. And my favorite by far, Fancy Bee, my little sweet prince. A good friend is like sunshine for the soul. Happy birthday. So grateful for you and all the positive vibes you bring to my world. Andrew,
yeah.
Working with you is a real treat. You are funny, hardworking, respectful, talented, and the real engine behind this great show. Bobby doesn't do much, and I know it's hard for you sometimes, but let's be honest here. Bobby is a fading star.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're a shooting star on your way to the moon. Turning 38 is such a special year, and I want to be here to celebrate with you. I love you so much. Thank you for being a bad friend. Fancy B. P.S. I don't like Bob. Well, thank you, Fancy B.
You're a sucker.
Let me open up my gift from Fancy B.
Stop for a second.
My birthday.
Will you stop for a second?
No,
I knew it was your birthday, and I bought you a present. Here.
Let me see.
I bought you one. Open it.
Is it money? I knew it was money. See, you don't get to trick me anymore with money. Oh, they went right in the cup. That was a good shot.
That was a really good shot.
Fancy, what did you buy me? Oh, Fancy! Oh, the iPad Pro!
Yeah, are you really being serious?
Yes! Fancy B!
There's nothing in there.
Fancy B.
I bet you money there's nothing in there.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't get you an iPad Pro.
Yes, he did.
What?
Fancy B!
Wait. What did you get me, you fuck?
Pew, 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 pew. Fancy.
What did you get me, you fuck? This is outrageous.
Dude, Fancy, this is incredible. He got me the iPad Pro and that keyboard that I asked for. Yee! Fancy, I love you.
Love you back.
God, you're the best, Fancy.
Where's my Red Bull? Where's my Red Bull?
Hey, it's my birthday.
I know, but I'm part of the show, too.
Not today, you're not.
I know. Can I get my beverage?
Please.
George?
Say please.
Please.
There it is. Fancy, what a gift. That's incredible. Should I open more? Yeah, why not? It's my birthday.
Oh!
I've always wanted one of these! A heavy metal truck. Oh, my God. This is so cool.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I'm
guys.
I'm going to have a conversation with George real quick.
This is amazing.
I'm going to have a conversation with George real quick.
Oh, my God. I want to take this out of the box and plug it in. I wish it would go already.
Come here!
What, me?
Yeah.
This is great.
I swear to fucking God, you do these fucking tricks and stuff. You knew about this to play a prank on me so I can look like a fucking fool on my own podcast. And I didn't get this fool nothing, man. You should have fucking reminded me.
I
was doing it for laughs.
I wasn't supposed to be here today. These guys
laughs.
Tricked me.
George. George has nothing to do with this.
Come here. There we go.
Come here.
Is it okay that I open up?
At my expense like this again, right?
Hey.
You have a fucking other thing coming.
Can I open up my other gifts?
Do that again.
Can I open up my other gifts? Oh, yes! Look at this Alpha Strike, this Nerf gun set. That is so fucking cool. Dude, this is probably the best birthday I've had in years. In years! I'm fucking stoked. Need I forget I had got socks from Pete. Oh my God. Star Wars Lego set. You know what? I'll give that to Rudy because she likes toy stuff. There you go. Build something during the show. Look at that. I've got my iPad Pro, my brand new keyboard, and I got my truck, and I got my Nerf shooter, and I got my Bushmills Red Bush. Thank you guys so much. Let's get back to the show.
$20.
And my $20. I don't want this $20. It's dirty. Something about it's not genuine.
Why?
Because I feel as if you just took some paper mache off the ground and you put $20 out of your pocket and handed it to me because we can rewind the tape and saw you do it.
Yeah, no, because I knew it was your birthday and I bought you a present. Here.
No?
Yeah, I saw you do
can
it.
Can I say something?
I saw you do it.
May I sit talk?
You picked a paper mache off the ground and you took it out of your pocket.
I'm not, listen, I'm not doing well.
What? Physically?
No.
More from this is from Rudy. Rudy gave me a magic eight ball and a slinky.
I'm not doing well. My accountant called me.
Is Bobby a piece of shit for not remembering my birthday?
A couple of weeks ago. And he said, you lost everything.
Is Bobby a piece of shit for not remembering my birthday?
And that's my last $20.
Signs point to yes.
Yeah. That's my last $20.
Signs point to yes.
And so when it's the man's last $20 and
signs
they give it to you,
point to
he's
yes.
giving you everything.
Signs are pointing to yes.
Okay. You didn't listen to what I just said. I mean,
you want to ask the Magic 8-Ball something like, is Bobby, you know, why don't you ask me something? I'm going to take it out. Why don't you ask me something you've always wanted to ask Jewel because it's my birthday. Bobby doesn't get to bully
anybody
around.
You're acting like a fucking baby right now.
Bobby,
you're acting like a fucking baby right
now.
Oh,
does this feel familiar?
You're acting
does
like
this
a
feel
little
familiar
fucking
to you?
Child
does this
right
feel
now,
familiar to
and
you?
And it's outrageous. Huh? But you know what? I'm going to let you act like a child because you are a child.
What did you do at
Go
your
ahead.
Birthday?
What
did you do at your birthday?
What
did
do you mean?
Not act like a little baby?
How did I act like a baby on
you
my
left,
birthday?
You left before the party was over.
I had a show to do, man!
We threw you a fucking surprise party! Okay. Go ahead and ask a question to the Magic 8-Ball.
All right.
Is Tito Bobby an annoying Stupid bitch.
Woo! Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Read what that says. I'm not going to move it so everyone knows that it is. Okay, don't wait. Don't just move it. Just see it and say it into the mic. Go ahead. Here. Don't move it.
It is certain.
Fact. Magic 8-Ball, you did it again.
Yeah. Those steroids that you're on has fucked you up.
I'm juiced.
You're juiced out and aggressive, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's my birthday.
It's not. It's in 3 fucking days. Relax.
This is my birthday.
This is not your birthday. It's 3 days before your fucking birthday.
It's my birthday. Either way, you didn't get me a gift.
I'm going to get you a gift.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Watch. And the next time we do Bad Friends, you'll see the presents I get, and you will be mesmerized.
Wait, by the presents.
And that stupid fucking painting that you got for me.
That stupid painting I got for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Is going to be nothing compared to what I'm going to get you, my friend.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I am.
Because I tell you
I'm going to be dead serious.
Okay, because I tell you what.
What?
That painting that you got.
Yeah.
Very valuable to my heart.
Yeah.
Very important to me. Meant
a
lot.
That painting that you got?
And you want to up me a little bit? You know, Segura and Kreischer, you know, he bought him a jet ski. I'm just saying, if you're looking to elevate.
Sure.
Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura, jet ski for his
jet ski. Yeah, they have a different kind of relationship. They're outdoorsmen. They're outdoorsy people. We're not outdoorsy people.
So buy me some indoorsy stuff.
I'm gonna get you like coffee. That's indoorsy.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be something better than Fancy B. Got me an iPad Pro with the Folio keyboard.
I can't fucking believe. And that, not only can I not believe that. What did you get me for my birthday, Fancy?
Rudy was in charge of the iPad. So.
She was.
I was partnering with her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, did you see that? They just threw you under the fucking bus. They're not your friends. Let me say this, too, okay?
I'm your friend, and you're the best, Rudy Giuliani.
I gave you a present last night. Did I not give you a present last night?
What are you referring to?
On stage when I brought you up. What did I give you?
An intro?
Right before that.
What did you give me before that?
What did I do with the mic?
You farted on it, you piece of shit.
Happy birthday.
You're so repulsive.
Happy birthday, dude.
Bobby brought me on stage last night.
Yeah.
And he goes, after he's done doing his set, or whatever you call it.
Okay, stop.
And then he goes.
Stop.
And then he goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I do it again? Should I fart into the mic?
Yeah.
And he wraps it, knowing I'm next, and then he puts it up in his asshole.
Yeah.
Not near it. In between his ass cheeks, it's shoved
it's
in there.
It's better for the acoustics.
It is. It's louder.
Yeah, yeah.
And it did thump. It was whopper.
Thump. It was amazing.
So that was Bobby's birthday gift. You heard it here, folks.
Okay, can I just say this, though? Can I just defend myself?
Mm-hmm.
What you don't understand, my friend, okay, is that before I knew it was your birthday,
yeah.
Right? And I opened up my dad's...
ashes?
Ashes.
I don't want your dad's ashes.
But you don't know what I did, dude. I stuck my finger in the ashes, right?
Yeah.
And I put it around my butthole.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and
so when you farted,
no, it's not even. I'm
you
not,
farted your dad into the
that's
OR.
Not, that's not it. Dude.
It was like,
no, I did a 24
the ghost
hour
of your father.
I did a 24 hour fast, right?
Really?
But before I did the fast, right?
Yeah,
I lit candles, right, and had all my ancestors, right, come together.
Wow,
the spirits came, right, and I had Kong Namul.
Oh, you Kong Namul?
Yeah, I had Kong Namul, and I had kimchi jjigae, and I had all these Korean dishes. I ate them, and I didn't poo. Right?
Right,
and then the incense and the candles and my ancestors coming, they came in within me. Then I put the fucking ashes around my butthole.
Okay,
right,
got it.
And I held a fart for 24 hours,
just for my birthday.
Yes. So when I fart, did you have a good set last night?
I had a good, really good set last night.
Happy birthday!
can I tell you something?
Happy birthday! What?
I switched mics, and you saw that, so.
Yeah, and then guess what happened?
It wasn't that mic I used. I didn't use your fart mic.
It doesn't matter.
I gave you your fart mic to go.
He was, once I farted, he was in the room. You don't know how Korean things work.
Oh.
Rituals. And also, can I say this, too?
Does this have any validity? Is this any of this real, do you think?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah. See, it's real. And then here's another thing. When you threw the other mic at me, right?
Yeah. I threw the fart mic. I disconnected.
Did I not catch it in the air?
Well, I threw it right into your hands. What do you mean? Did you catch it in the air?
It wasn't. It's dark, right? You're about 30 feet away. You threw
six,
it.
6 feet.
30.
We have the video.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. We can show it.
Okay. Show the video. Right. So I caught it in. Do you know why I caught it? It was the fart mic.
You caught it because I
in
threw
the dark,
it to you.
It was in the dark in the OR. Look at it.
Pete, can I send this to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all.
So happy birthday, man.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. I do want to say.
And none of this materialistic shit is as good as what I gave you last night. You had a wonderful set.
Let me tell you something.
What?
This means a lot to me.
I know. And I didn't
this
know.
This is way better than any
I
good
didn't
set.
Know that about you. And so it's like, I know that you're into materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get you that.
Yeah, you're into materialistic things too.
I'm into spiritual things as well.
So am I.
That's why I did that last night, a seance.
Yeah,
a
but I'm spiritual first, material second. You're material first, spiritual second.
I'm everything first.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm everything first, and there is no second for me, right? Everything's 100% with me.
You had a good set last night, too. You had a fun little time up there.
Yeah. Then why'd you say that it was whatever he did up there?
Well, because it's just that's part of the show.
I see. I thought I had a very good set.
You did.
And I thought the lineup last night was old school comedy.
It was back in the fucking day.
Back in the day.
You, me, Donnell Rawlings.
No,
Fahim
Arsenio
Anwar,
Hall.
Arsenio.
It went Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Then Ali Wong.
Yep.
Chris Spencer.
Yep.
Me, you.
Donnell.
Fahim. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Because you left.
You left too.
That's right. So I don't know.
You're not
what
hanging out late.
But it was a great night.
That was one of those nights that made me feel like the crowd was getting what they paid for, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like that was a banger fucking. The room was on fire.
It also reminded me of the first show that I've done since the pandemic where I went, this is the closest to what it once was.
Where? At this club?
Yeah, in anything.
You're saying, oh, that show felt like
it felt like pre-pandemic show.
Pre-pandy show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Happy birthday. How old are you now?
Thank you. I'm 38.
Wow.
I know.
I'm 12 years old. I know, it's incredible.
I look 40. I've always been looking 40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
45, maybe 50.
Yeah.
Let's ask one more question. Jules, let's throw a question back to the Magic 8 Ball. Jules, what do you say? Go ahead. I'm shaking.
Is Andres
gay?
Gay.
Is Andres gay? You can read it. I just want to make sure that it's not, no, it's people see we're not cheating. You can't really show the camera.
It says in bold letters, all capitalized.
It does.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
Rudy Jules, give us another one. Let's hear another little magic 8 ball.
Does Pete have a...
You can say
a
AIDS.
Small penis.
Does Pete have a small penis? I thought she was going to say AIDS. By the way, we can ask the AIDS one second if you want.
Yeah.
Does Pete have a small penis, ladies and gentlemen?
Why'd you switch it?
No, it says ask again later, which
oh,
is...
Said,
why is that
why
even
do
on
that?
This?
Why did he do that?
Does Pete have a small penis? And it's... Come on. Oh, you're the proof.
Go ahead. What does it say?
Yes.
Real simple.
That thing's rigged.
It's not.
It's rigged. It's totally rigged.
Okay, Pete, then you ask it a question and we'll find out if it's rigged.
Is there any negative answers on there?
Of course,
is it all positive?
No, there's...
I haven't heard one.
Okay, well, ask something that you think would give a negative answer.
Am I a better comedian than you?
Oh, boy. Come on, Magic 8 Ball. Do your work.
All right, here we go.
What does that say?
Very doubtful.
Yeah, that's Magic 8 Ball. This thing is fucking awesome.
It's awesome.
This is the best birthday I've had.
Great. Why?
Because I'm here with my friends and my family. I'm here with the bad friends family.
Ah.
The people that mean the world to me.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why.
Yeah. I was angry that little Doc couldn't even do it today.
The fans like Doc. Do you like Doc? Because he sits in
what
your
do you
seat.
What do you think, little Doc?
He's very kind.
Kind.
Funny.
Yeah, he is very funny.
Very funny.
And I'm taller than him.
And that must feel good.
Yeah.
That must feel really good. Because he's 80. Yeah, that must feel
good. You think in a fist, should we set up a fight between her and Doc and see who wins?
I don't know.
You think you'd win in a fist fight?
No.
Boxing gloves?
Boxing?
It's boxing, not street fight.
No, his fist is bigger than mine.
Yeah, but you can kick. You can kick. No?
No.
She'll try.
Yeah. I think, no, because he's going to do belly shots.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's got a small little belly.
She'll collapse.
She'll break in half. Like
how much do you weigh?
115.
Yeah. What do you think he weighs?
That's interesting. 150?
Maybe more.
Maybe 160?
Because the density of like a bowling ball is thicker than you think.
Yeah.
It's harder to know.
Yeah.
Maybe 155, 160. Yeah, you're out of the weight class.
But he is thinner than I am. Or no?
I think.
Thank you.
No, I don't think
that feels good.
Well, you dropped some weight. You lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah, because I've been exercising every night.
Are you doing it every night?
Yeah. She sees it, yeah.
What are you doing now?
Peloton.
Are you loving the Peloton?
I love it. You know what I do is I do the free ride.
What does that mean?
I don't need no fucking, I don't want to say it. Some
say it.
Bald.
Uh-oh.
Athletic. Black guy. Screaming at me. You know right. what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Pull through. One more minute.
Oh.
All you got.
So free ride means turn it on and you can just go.
You just push start, right? There's a timer.
What are you looking at on the screen when you free ride?
Nothingness.
Not even like a outside?
No.
Huh.
There's scenic. I don't even do scenic. I don't like scenic.
So it's black.
It's black, right?
Do you have headphones on?
No, I'm watching my shows on my iPad.
BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is my favorite thing in the whole world because I use it in my life. You know, I say that I struggle, you know, with my addictions. I struggle with, you know, my relationship sometimes and this and that. And BetterHelp has helped me. I think one of the reasons why I'm still sober and I'm still doing good in my life is because of this.
It's because of BetterHelp.
Yes.
Getting therapy is important. I think if there's something interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp works. Bob and I both talked about mental health on this show. We believe in this. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online.
You can start communicating in under 48 hours. That's how quick you can get.
And it's available for clients all over the world.
Yeah.
You can log in anytime to your account anywhere and send a message to your counselor.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they'll make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
In fact, Andrew,
yeah,
so many people, happy birthday, by the way,
Thank you.
Have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in over 50 states.
Wow.
In all 50 states.
In all of the states.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That is 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Upstart. You know, Andrew,
yeah,
I've had financial difficulties.
Same.
With my taxes and my credit cards and this and that. And I've been in debt before, right? And Upstart is the thing for you if you're in that if you're in trouble.
16 grand in debt was probably one of the biggest holes I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And stuff like Upstart wasn't around at that time. And Upstart's a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all done online, whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses. Over 1 million people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date.
If you're carrying a credit card balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt with no end in sight. Upstart can help you make that final payment so you can get ahead.
Hey, man, you're not alone. The way to debt can be crippling, but Upstart can help you get on your path to financial freedom. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends. And don't forget to use your URL to let them know we sent you.
We sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Upstart.com/badfriends. Upstart.com/badfriends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
See, can you not put the shows on the screen? On the Peloton screen?
I don't know how to do that. You know what I've been watching?
So you sit an iPad on top of the
screen. I told you this last night. I've watched every single Intervention, the TV show.
Oh, I love that show.
Ever made from season 1 to 14 or whatever it is.
I love that.
I love it. And I love it when like it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I love it when it doesn't work out. Because at the end of it, right?
It's so good.
It's either this either happens. It says, you know what I mean? 3 months later, that's always a good sign.
And then
it cuts to...
It's that guitar riff.
Yeah, and then... But then sometimes it just goes straight to like a counselor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he escaped. 12 hours since he got here. We don't know where he is.
We think he might be dead.
He's in the woods.
Yeah, we think he might be dead in the woods.
And then they show the family go through their, like, codependency.
Mm.
You know, when it's uplifting, you know,
I think
it feels good.
It is a great show. You know, that song at the end makes me sad every time.
Thanks, man.
Who, it's, you know that sounds like?
Yeah. I have that song on my...
Who sings it?
I forgot what the band is, but I have it.
You know who it sounds like?
Who?
Who does it sound like? Who's the first person you thought of? Who was like the saddest artist from up there other than Kurt Cobain to kill himself?
Elliott Smith.
Totally. I thought it was Elliott Smith the moment
it's
I heard
it. It's very Elliott Smithy.
But it's not him.
It's not him. It's not him.
But it sounds a little bit like his... It's like sad and... Do you watch Intervention? Do you know about the show? Do you know what it is?
But do you know why I'm watching it?
No.
Do you know why I'm watching it?
Why are you watching Intervention?
I'm on the border of relapsing.
You're not going to relapse.
I think I am.
Why do you think you're going to relapse?
I'm obsessed with it.
With the idea of relapsing?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd
really
scary. I
prefer
you to not.
I know. That's why I haven't.
And I've been calling you to talk.
I haven't done it because of you.
Good.
And Kalila.
Okay, good.
And the people of my life.
Has she helped?
No. She's the worst. When I look at her, I think of weed.
He's going to relapse because of you.
You make me want to relapse. Your behavior around the house is outrageous. What you said to what you were going to do yesterday, you didn't do what you said you were going to do yesterday, and that's fucking outrageous, okay?
What did you say? And
you said you were
going
to clean my house. You clean my car. You said you were going to clean my car and take my car to the fucking oil changing place, and the check engine light is still on the car,
yeah.
And there's no gas, and you fucking make me want to relapse. So if you don't want me to relapse, you do the fucking thing you said you're going to do.
I'll do it tomorrow.
But that's what you say every fucking day.
I'll do it tomorrow, I promise.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You keep saying that, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
That's it.
It's one more day for an addict to get what he needs. That's just one more day to
It's
him.
The same thinking of like I'll quit tomorrow,
I'll quit tomorrow. One more.
I'll quit tomorrow.
One more hit, one more
and
for the road.
And that's what makes me remind me of relapsing, and you're the reason why.
Oof.
No, you're not the reason why. I'm just, you know, I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
I want to get high.
No. Hey.
I want to get high, baby.
No, baby.
I want to see. You know, they're just because of the pandemic, I think, and it's just like.
Yeah.
Like we got out of it. I know this is probably negative, probably not comedy fodder.
But it's not negative.
I just want to be real.
You be real. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I'm not going to do it, right?
Okay. You promise?
No.
You can't promise.
I can't promise anything. I can't promise if I'm going to be alive in a week.
Well, that you don't have control of. You have control over using again.
Do I? Do I have control? I don't think so.
You do.
Well, that's the opposite of an addict, right? An addict has no control.
But you're an addict in recovery. An addict in recovery does have
right,
control.
Right, but am I in recovery?
You should be.
I should be.
But you're not.
I may not.
Do you want to have a meeting right now?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Do you know what have you been to a meeting before? By the way, let it
but
be known.
But everyone has a share.
Let it be known. That's fine. But we're not denigrating the idea of addiction in meetings.
Right.
I'm a big supporter of this. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Addiction's a part of my life.
Yeah.
Okay? My family.
But we're not
making fun of this.
But in this meeting, mock meeting we're doing, you guys are going to play different people.
That's right.
And your stories have to be horrendous. That's the only way
you share first?
Right. Should I make up a story?
I think you should be you. Because you're on the brink of using again. We're just two people that have been coming here for months. You're new to this meeting.
Right. I'm new to this meeting. Right. So your name is what, Billy?
Winston.
Oh. Winston.
Winston.
Sorry, Winston.
Yeah.
Raphael?
Georgina.
Winston and Georgina.
We have fucking name tags right here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just so drugged out. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been using.
I've been using,
Georgina,
man.
This guy's been using.
Yeah. I've been blacking out, and so I don't remember, man. So,
all right, well, why don't you share?
Winston, Georgina. I'm Bob, alcoholic.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
Good.
So, you know, I've been coming to this. No, I've been sober for a couple years now, and I just have these I don't know what I have these strong desires. They're not desires.
We all have coffee.
Okay. I don't know why Winston would say that. I know what coffee is.
Addicts love coffee.
Winston, I know what coffee is.
We have coffee.
I get it. Mm-hmm. In every corner is a weed store.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I do.
Like, there's that flower place.
There's one across the street from your
house. There's one right across from. And they have these glowing neon lights that blink.
Mm-hmm.
Weed. Read. And then my pocket goes, I got money, right?
Yeah.
So when I drive by, I don't go in. Obviously, I don't go in.
No.
Right? And I look and I start trembling a little bit and I, oh, no, no. And then I go through the, no, right? But it's like that never used to be the case. Hmm. Used to be, I don't even think about it, right? It's not even an option.
So you might relapse on weed.
I'm not gonna.
We don't want you to. 1, 2, 3. We don't want you to.
They don't do that in the thing.
We do in our meetings.
Okay, my bad.
This is different.
Sorry, Winston.
Yeah.
Georgina?
Thank you.
Tell me your story.
I've been sober.
Hi, Georgina. Say your name.
Sorry.
You've been here for years.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm Georgina.
Hi, Georgina.
No,
Sorry,
don't yell at Winston. Did you? He's your sponsor.
Jesus.
He's your sponsor.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm Georgina. I'm a alcoholic.
Hi, George.
Hey, Winston. Yeah, but if you have some sort of disability.
You have to listen to me, Bob.
Sorry, wow. Georgina.
Okay. I'm going to share you my story.
Please.
I've been sober for about a week. And it's really hard because every time I see you guys, I just want to have fun and I just want to drink and I just want to pass out, be in a club.
Wow.
And it's really hard.
Yeah.
We're not laughing at your addiction.
I thought you said she was been here for a while.
She relapses every week.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
And she does it at the club?
Every single week. Right. She leaves from here to go to the club.
Oh, is there a club tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should come.
Are you going to go? I don't want to.
He can't go.
I can't go.
This is recovery.
Sober. Yeah. I'm trying to get sober.
Jesus.
She's inviting me to a club afterwards.
Golly.
Yeah. And she does this. Boom, boom, boom.
All night long.
Right. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all. I'm Winston.
When you share, it's different. Oh, so when you share, it's different.
I'm Winston.
You change characters.
Hey,
get it.
Good to meet you. I'm Winston.
I've been here before. You welcome me.
No, I'm just saying hello. I'm Winston.
Okay.
Hi, Winston.
Hi, Winston.
Yeah, I am a meth addict who has a slight issue with ketamine, a little bit of an Adderall addiction.
Yeah.
Ludes, uppers, downers, squeezers, poppers.
Yeah.
And I'm into also suppositories. Putting stuff in my tush. Okay. Particularly, I would put Tide Tabs in my tush. You know, Tide Pods, kids were chewing them. I put them straight in my butt. So I was addicted to that for a long time. I've been sober for a long time.
For how long?
12 years. And I'm happy to be. And I don't think relapse is cool. I don't think you should do it. Even if you're Chinese, I don't think it's appropriate. I know given the circumstances of what y'all brought to this country is not okay. But I still don't think you should relapse based on your emotional thrust of feeling guilty about Rona. And I know y'all feel guilty because you did it. But you really shouldn't. And I'm Winston. I ain't going to relapse. That's my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Winston.
Thank you.
Georgina, can I get a ride home?
I'll drive you home.
No,
I want to go to the club.
No, I want
to
drive you
home.
After
listening to that, I'm going to go to the club.
Let me drive you home.
All right, I'll drive. I'm sorry.
But I want you to come.
I know, Georgina, but let me just... I know. But Georgina, right? If I disappear, you know what I mean?
It's because him and I are hanging out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if I just disappear off the face of the planet.
No, I ain't going to disappear. No.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Loud and clear. I'm right fucking here, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to get in your car.
Come on in.
All right, so we're in the car. Yeah. You're going the opposite direction of my house. I lived right down the street on Ventura.
Do you like the seat vibrators?
Yeah, it's weird that this... Is this European, this car?
Makes your balls feel good, eh?
Yeah. And there's also something sticking out into my butthole.
Watch this.
Whoa, that's all the way in.
Yeah, buddy.
It popped a hole in my new jeans here. Yeah.
Watch this now.
Whoa. I think I'm about to come. I've never come through my anus before. Where are we going?
Skirt.
Where are we going, Winston?
We're at the club where Georgina's inside. Come on, man.
Boom, 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 boom.
Fun night.
Fun night. Wow. That's a crazy beating.
Long story short, you yeah. are not,
I'm not
gonna
not.
Relapse.
I'm not.
You are not.
I'm not!
Because this is a comedy show, but we do take addiction seriously on this show.
I know. I, you know what, guys?
But at least you're being honest and real. The fans get to hear the real truth.
Well, it's, you know, I like to be honest and real and be forthcoming.
Yeah.
Right? And I think by sharing that, right, I think if I were going to do it.
You wouldn't tell the fans.
I wouldn't tell anybody.
Well,
but I've been outspoken about it. Like, I'll go to a club, comedy club.
Yeah.
And I'll run into somebody that I know that's sober and I'll go, I don't know what, you know what I mean? I'll talk to them on the side, right? So if I were to do it, I would keep it inside myself.
Right.
And make a plan.
That's right. Don't wink after you say
Why?
That.
Why?
Because that's like going, I'm not going to kill her.
I'm not
going
to. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Tito Bobby's going to use again?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How would you feel if he did break his? You know what? Actually, make a promise to her that you won't. That's
She's broken. I can't even get into it, but she's broken so many fucking promises as a girl.
No. Oh.
I can't do it. This, first of all, number one, okay? She's not on my side.
I am.
No, you're on my girlfriend's side because you guys are blood related.
That's true.
Right? So you keep secrets from me?
You need blood in the house. Why don't you make Stevie move in?
Everyone would die in the house.
You mean he'd like burn it to the ground?
He would snap and something would happen. Something drastic would happen. And I don't think you would want to live with him. But my point is this, okay? I feel it. That you side with her.
Yeah.
Right? Because you guys are blood related. And I'm nothing to you. I just happen to be the guy.
That's not true. You mean a lot to her.
Well,
you know
I would like to hear it because I'm vulnerable right now. And I'm in a bad spot, so I'd like to hear these.
Leave it up to Bobby to sabotage my birthday episode about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Make Bobby feel good now.
Yeah, yeah.
Tito Bobby.
Yeah.
I look at you like a father figure.
Sweet.
But I'm not scared of you. But I care about you. I don't want you to relapse.
Sweet.
Because it's going to hurt everyone.
Did Jules mean what she just said, Magic 8-Ball? Oh, come on. This shake again or ask again later is meaningless. Did Jules mean what she said? Come on. Oh. It says, I can see it. It says yes.
Okay. I believe you.
It says yes.
I believe you. Dude, did you see this kid? Oh, so... Do you know who this guy is?
Who?
Jamie Costa.
Oh, the guy that does the impression of Robin Williams.
Yeah, but did you see the
trailer?
The trailer thing that he did?
Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable.
It was probably the greatest Robin Williams impersonation I think I've ever seen. And look, he's the second picture there. He does kind of have Robin's eyes.
Like, yeah, he does. He has that eyes. Vibe, yeah. But this dude right here is legitimately embodies. Is he an impressionist?
I don't know, but I know I saw online him doing...
Why is this guy not on SNL, man?
Because
he's so good.
Because now he's the star of a fucking Robin Williams documentary.
Really?
Or I mean a movie, a Robin Williams movie. He's the star of that movie.
No, I don't think...
Isn't that a movie about Robin?
No, I think that he just did a production of that.
What? This guy did that? That's not a movie?
I don't think that's a movie, no.
Am I losing my mind? Look up Jamie... I thought that was a movie trailer.
No.
That wasn't a piece of a film?
I think he wrote a scene from, you know what I mean, something that happened in the past.
Another guy, someone else.
People are saying they should make a biopic. I've read this.
I thought this was that.
They should make a biopic. This guy should be the guy. You know what I mean? You know who Robin Williams is?
Yeah, he's Genie from Aladdin.
Correct. That is the most, is the best role he ever did. You're right.
And Jumanji.
Correct. Oh, even
Jumanji.
Better. Even more specific.
Jumanji. Yeah.
Did you ever see him in 1 hour photo? Mm-hmm. Woof! You want to talk about a fucking
really good,
creepy role?
Really good.
Where
he also did a
that picture of him in 1 hour photo. Look at the image of him. Now tell me, Jules, how do you feel about that guy? Woof!
Yeah.
Scary.
Looks like any member of my family.
Yeah,
100%.
He also did Christopher Nolan a movie with Al Pacino.
Hmm.
Right? Did I get that wrong?
Insomnia.
Oh,
Insomnia. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was pretty good in that too.
God, he's phenomenal.
What a fucking.
Did you ever see Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he in that?
Yeah, he's the therapist.
Yeah, I guess he's a therapist in a way.
It's like, have you seen Mark Hamill in Star Wars? He's Luke Skywalker.
Actually, Rudy just saw Star Wars for the first time.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one? New Hope?
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to end?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What do you think?
All the people there were white.
All the people there were white. That is true. That's a good observation.
Well, no.
I didn't see any brown people.
You saw a black person.
No.
Darth Vader's not black?
Mm.
That's his mask.
He's white underneath.
No, the voice is.
He's white.
The voice. Who does the voice?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But that's not a black guy in there.
That's true.
Damn.
Because of genetics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why would he? You know what I mean? Why would he spawn Princess Leia? In my head. Right.
Yes.
Well, they should have had the voice.
Yeah.
Because the voice, the whoever voiced Darth Vader.
Black guys have the coolest voices. That's why they did that.
Yeah. It was an actual black actor that did
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Because they have the deepest.
Deep. Yeah.
Like Doc.
Like Doc.
Yeah.
Right. But when they lifted open the mask, obviously it's got to be a white guy.
It's got to be white. That's the one thing that stood out, eh? Was everybody was white.
But you didn't see the second one. There's one black guy in the second one.
One. There's one black guy.
But he runs a city. That's a good thing.
Mm.
He runs Cloud City. That's like it's not like he's like a janitor. If he was a janitor at Cloud City,
yeah,
right, and they just ran by this guy, right?
Hey,
I'm Lando, right? Watch it, right?
He does run a city,
right? So he's the guy at the city.
But
what?
But
he's untrustworthy.
Who knows what he's doing over there?
Cloud City.
Cloud City. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a drug town to me. Sounds like a criminal's haven.
Maybe,
to me, huh?
Yeah. But you know what? I'm gonna look at the positive, yeah. right? And he's in charge of mining.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah, and
yes,
that kind of thing. Yeah, okay. Mining for yeah.
But you saw the first one and didn't like it.
I liked it, but
just wasn't the thing.
Yeah, and I thought Luke was gonna be hot, but he's not hot.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if that's your basis on...
Right.
Yeah.
Is that how you watch things now?
Yeah.
That you they have to be hot?
Yeah.
So if they're ugly, you're not watching it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Can I be very honest?
Yeah.
I respect the fuck out of that.
MeUndies! I'll tell you something, pal. You know, I like to be... I like to wear high-class stuff on my flesh.
On your flesh has to be high.
It has to be high class because I'm a high class guy.
Yeah, you are.
And my underwear is strictly only MeUndies.
Fact,
because of the type of
material that they use.
Exactly what I'm about to say.
And the design.
I get so emotional.
You do. You get a little
so emotional.
Choked up
I get choked up. Right. And also, I love the designs. I have ones that have like fruit on it and pandas.
I have a little pizza too.
Raccoons.
The raccoon.
I love
cute.
The raccoon.
You know what just dropped though?
What?
Glow in the dark.
Oh my,
MeUndies Halloween just dropped.
Oh my God.
If there's one collection you don't want to ghost on, it's this one with 5 new prints. Turn up the terror. You should summon them before it's too late.
Whether you're outrunning a killer or being abducted by aliens this Halloween, be comforted by the fact that your undies are sustainable and that the softest are the softest in town.
You bet they are. MeUndies are made from natural fibers sourced from beechwood trees, making their micromodal fabric soft, breathable, and dangerously cozy. Get your spooky season up and haunting with 5 new prints. I See You, My Boo, Tricks and Treats, Lazy Bones, and Lazy Pumpkin. Available in undies, bralettes, socks, and loungewear in sizes extra small through 4XL. There's a lot of options to consider. Make a decision quick because there's somebody right behind you.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners for any first-time purchasers. Get 15% off and free shipping.
15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has a promise. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, you can return it full refund within 45 days. So wear it for a month and a half with all your streaks and send it back. They'll give you your money back. It's pretty good. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to
MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Bespoke Post.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah?
The box of awesome is what I live on.
I know.
And whenever you get me a box of awesome.
I've gotten you a bunch of them.
From Bespoke Post, I love opening it up, and there's not a single thing in the box that I go, why is that in there?
No, because you know.
Every single thing in there
everything
is
makes
something
sense.
That I've always wanted, even though I didn't even think I wanted it.
Well, that's why I get them for you.
Yeah,
you let me. It's like, you let me dress you. Let me help you out. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from autumn craft beers to cozy threads and camping gear essentials, outdoor gear. Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life.
Andrew, I'll tell you how you do it, man. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. And it's the holidays are coming up.
Yeah, they're here.
And this is the best thing for gifts.
It's a great gift. It's incredible.
It's so easy.
So I got the Churchill box is what I've just gotten for the fall. And let me tell you, this is incredible. If you're somebody that likes cigars, they got the custom cigar pack. They also have reclaimed wood ashtray and candle holder. Got myself a nice stinky good candle, the Den candle. And also cedar spills and a cigar cutter all in one. Perfect for the fall for a little glass of whiskey and lighten myself up a cigar. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel at any time. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Plus, with each box of awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your box of awesome is from a small and up-and-coming brand. Come on!
To get 20% off your first monthly box, you sign up to boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box.
Because in Korea, right?
We're not in Korea anymore. We came here for the freest country in the world, dude. No, ain't nobody going to tell you what you can and can't do.
That's what I'm saying is that she has a Filipino mindset.
Right.
And in the Philippines, right, they look at more of looks than talent, right? Like, for instance, America could have a Philip Seymour Hoffman. Because he walks in, he's not like, you know what I mean, a Tom Hardy-looking character actor, right?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But he's so legitimately skillful.
Yeah, he's undeniable.
Undeniable that they don't, you know what I mean, talent supersedes.
So you're telling me Philip Seymour Hoffman would never get famous in the Philippines?
I don't think so. I think they would put him in some weird variety show where they're putting, you know what I mean, black sludge on him. You know what I mean? They're like, bang dai, and they're, you know what I mean, beating him with sticks. Yeah. Beating him with sticks, and he's doing a funny dance, and then they fucking do a,
hey.
Then they zoom that, it becomes, you know what I mean, but that's it.
That's all he is?
Yeah.
So they're looks first, talent second. You and I would never do well over there.
Yeah. Like, if you would.
Squid Game.
What?
You guys could be in a Squid Game.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be probably the lead. I'm probably going to be, I'll probably die at the first.
And I die right after you. It seems like I'm not going to die.
Right.
You know, like, the guys are running down there, and you have a shootout, and then you're gone, and I'm like, I'll make it up to you. And the moment I turn around, right in my face.
Dude,
I got a second longer.
I've thought about that, right? That first game, right? Yeah. We're stop in motion and go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Red light, green light.
I swear to God, number one, you'd be the guy behind me so it wouldn't sense me.
Right.
I know this. And you would duck down, and I'd be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Don't worry about it, dude.
Don't worry about it.
My knee hurts, so that's why I'm behind you,
my
right?
My back, my sciatica.
And then once they say, go, we'll go. And when we stop, you'll push me.
Yeah.
And then I'll get shot. Would you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because.
But it's not a game.
Because
I'm
going to die soon, too.
That's true.
It's like, we might as well have some fun. Die fun.
Yeah.
Because at least I'll laugh. You'll go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
At least it'll be funny before they're bound to kill me, too.
Yeah.
She would get clipped fast, too.
She would make it.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at her face. She doesn't even believe it.
You don't think you would make it?
I don't think so. Maybe in the middle.
Somehow Andres would make it through Squid Game just because he's just a little sneaky little rat. You know, he's such a little.
Let me see. I'm going to do a motion and you tell me to stop.
Okay.
I did it, right?
Okay.
I'm going to do a motion and see if I'm going to be good at it, right?
Go.
So.
Stop. No.
Give me another shot. Give me another shot.
And go. Stop. Oh, no, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're
dead. So I know I'm dead.
You're dead.
You do it.
All right.
All right. And go. Stop. Oh, you may be.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I did have a little shake.
It was a little
shake.
You gotta let the juice come out.
All right, let me try one more
time. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Stop. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But I do.
All right, let me try one. Ready?
And go. Stop. Oh, that's good.
I good?
You did
Am
really
dead?
Good. No, you're
okay,
safe.
Good.
Jules, your turn. You have to do one.
You have to do one.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
Go. All right.
Yeah.
So.
No.
No, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
Oh,
you can't,
she stopped when I said stop.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Really good.
Wow, that actually
That's
worked.
Really good.
Damn, that was really good.
And then there's another, what's the game after that? Was it the tug of war?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, okay, so let's suppose this team, all right? Me, you, mm-hmm. right? Me, you, and Jules
yeah.
versus those guys. George, Andreas, and
Easy.
Pete.
Easy.
What? Them.
Them.
Yeah. Because of Pete.
We're fucked.
Because of Pete. Because of Pete, though?
Yeah.
Because of Pete.
100% Pete.
Pete fucks it all up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What about this, then? Mm-hmm. Okay? Me, you, and George, Pete, Jules,
Ooh,
and Andreas.
Ooh, that's actually more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tight... We had nothing against you.
Obviously. Because I'm a girl?
No!
That's crazy.
No, it's just because just nothing against you.
Nothing against you.
Yeah, yeah. I actually
Oh, but did I tell you I saw Bond? I know that we talked about it last week, but I saw it. Didn't like it. I fucking was in love with it.
I loved it.
It was long. It was too little.
Little
too
long.
Little long.
Little long.
Little long.
Right, right.
I got up to pee. I've never had to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty long.
But I got to tell you something.
Gorgeous.
Okay. Who was, in your opinion, and we'll move on fast because we've already talked about Bond.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was in the movie your favorite cameo in the movie?
Cameo?
Well, or had a short stint in the film because there were a lot of people that came and went in that movie.
Yeah.
That's what a cameo is.
Yeah, I know what a
cameo is. Well, you asked it like you never heard of it before. So who had the best cameo?
I forgot his name.
Fancy.
Christopher Waltz.
Christopher Waltz.
It's not even a question.
He was amazing.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, this isn't me talking shiz.
Yeah.
I like Bottom Tooth. What's his name?
Rami Malek?
Yeah. I like him. I like Bottom Tooth.
Yeah. He looks like one of those fishes that's on the deep.
Angler. He's
like
an angler fish.
Yeah. That he'd be translucent.
I mean, he's.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about this guy? How does he look? See, they make him look. That's what he really looks like, right?
Yeah.
Now. What, you like him?
He's hot.
Oh my God. See, look at that is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this girl.
That looks like a car GMC is working on. Yeah. What the fuck is.
Yeah. Okay. So compare that to Luke Skywalker.
Why am Luke? I making fun of
yeah, just look what?
No.
How? What the fuck?
Babe.
He's so pale.
So is he.
No, he's so pale. Luke.
He's pale.
No. He's more pale.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a great actor. He's phenomenal.
One of the best.
Right? His lines, his edges of his face scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like he'll fucking cut you with his chin.
Right.
But I just am being honest. I'm not being a dick.
Mm.
But I can feel him acting sometimes in the movie.
Yeah.
Christoph Waltz, it was like watching a guy put butter on toast. It was just like a smooth, and he was so patient with the way he was doing his lines.
It's interesting that you say that
because
when he first came out and it was not the energy, but he was like just so in it, right? And like not trying.
Oh, dude.
Right? And he slowly builds it,
yes.
Right? You're right. I mean, his performance.
It was good.
Very good.
It was good.
That's not.
I'm not down on the guy's performance.
Yeah. In fact, if I had a movie.
I'd put him in it.
I'd probably put it in
it. I might put him in it.
Yeah. Yeah. No audition.
No audition.
Yeah.
No audition.
I mean, he was great in The Fucking Queen.
He was very good.
Freddie Mercury. That was great. Right?
Very good.
Great actor. But there were times when, when he was holding the girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's trying to be menacing.
Oof.
Yeah.
I did not like
it. I didn't like. But.
But
I thought that opening scene,
mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you any plot lines.
None.
The girl in that house.
Correct.
In the snow, right? Was that.
Un-fucking real.
Just the way they shot it.
So cool.
The pacing, so cool.
That's Fukunaga.
Fukuwamo.
That's Fukunaga, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Fukuwamo. Yeah.
It is, right?
Yes, Mexican.
Is. Yeah.
Wait, Fukuwamo is Mexican?
Yep.
Kerry Fukunaga is the one who shot that.
I didn't know that.
And by the way,
pound
for pound, one of the coolest shot Bond movies I've seen. And it's done
it's
well.
Really well. It's done.
Props, hard props. One of the previews that I saw during it, by the way, that I thought was going to piss me off.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. So we're going to talk about the previews before Bond?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you what I liked and what you tell me what you like.
Okay.
I'm going to guess what you were going
to
say.
Which one? You thought it was going to piss me off, but I actually am excited to see it.
Ghostbusters.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And initially I thought, this is going to fucking piss me off. They're going to do Ghostbusters again. I already fucking, the all-girl one from SNL, God bless those girls, but fuck off. That was the worst shit I've ever seen in my fucking life.
My friend Katie Dippold wrote it.
Okay.
That's good.
It was a bad movie. Stop it.
Katie's good.
She probably, I'm sure she's incredible.
Great writer.
But that movie wasn't Ghostbusters. Okay. I'll tell you why. Because it's kids.
It looks like the
youth exploring the history of Ghostbusters was cool.
It reminded me of those 1980s. There's like a little magic in it, right? Of like, it's uplifting.
Yes.
Right? It's kind of the town. It's just the music, the way it's shot. You have this like kind of magical sensation, right? And then once you realize what it is, it has the music right.
Yep.
The casting. Yep. You know what I mean? The colors all right. Like the creatures that are like when Paul Rudd is in the fucking grocery store and the little marshmallow, you know what I mean?
Little Stay Puff.
When that when I saw that, it was just like goosebumps all over my body.
100%.
Here's what. Okay.
This movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Answering the call. I'll go back. Right.
Yeah.
No disrespect. It just wasn't Ghostbusters. Is all my point. That's all I'm saying. It just didn't have the zhuzh.
Yeah.
It just didn't. And this new one.
It has it.
It does.
Yeah.
And Aykroyd is in it.
I know. Amazing.
Okay, so that one I was happy about.
Let me guess what you weren't happy with.
Go ahead.
Matrix.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why? I'm saying, why are we doing that?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, why would I ever want to see that?
Oh.
Why the fuck are we doing it?
You're correct.
You're right.
Oh, I thought you were making it seem like I had anything to do with
it. No, I'm saying, you're right.
I don't know the answers.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh.
Yeah, why, Matrix? Why?
Why? Why?
Why?
Yeah, I get it. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why are you doing it?
I wanted
it?
To say that out loud when I saw it.
Yeah.
Why?
Now, first of all.
They're going to fuck it up.
First of all, right? If you're going to put Keanu Reeves in it, he has to be Neo.
No shit. Right. He's the guy.
Right. Neo.
Neo.
Right? Carrie Ann Moss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? But then. You don't put fucking Lawrence Fishburne in it?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know.
Too old?
Too old.
Someone younger, yeah.
They wanted someone younger.
No. Was it a situation where he got offered the part and then...
No.
He went, no. There's no way they didn't offer him the part.
I think they politely have to tell him that they're making the
movie.
We're
going a different direction? You're Morpheus?
They don't owe him shit.
I know, but that's crazy. There's no way.
Studios don't give a fuck. They're about the money. Look, I'm going to watch it anyway.
Of course I'm going to watch it. But I'll wait in line.
I'm going to
fucking
see it.
I'll be the first guy.
Yeah.
All right, so...
and by the way,
yeah.
After I see it, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love every second of it.
Yeah. Even if it's bad, I'm going to say I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to lie.
And then when I see Keanu, right? I go, I love
greatest
that.
Greatest movie I've ever seen. I'm so happy that you did it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Great job. You want to suck his dick? You can't just say it was a great movie. You could just go, great movie. I never said that.
Suck his dick.
Oh, it sounded like you said that.
I never said that.
All right, what other trailer did I not like at all?
Okay, so, well, I'll tell you what I liked.
What?
Was there another trailer you liked?
No. Oh. No, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think there was anything else. There was a movie with Jessica Chastain and like three other women that are fighters that are and then Kumail's movie, that one as well, the Marvel
What
is that one called?
It's called don't say it. Okay, it's Eternals.
The Eternals.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. I'm happy for him because I root for Kumail because I think he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Like, so I'm happy for him, but
I understand that.
I don't know what it is. I didn't get it at all. The trailer, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, and they're running out of
stuff.
Yeah, they're running out of stuff.
Look at him there.
Yeah,
it is funny he got in such good shape only to put on a full body suit.
Yeah,
like look at him there.
Looks great.
Does look like one ab is making its way down.
Yeah.
Like, you know when your balls, one of them goes up into your body a little bit?
Yeah.
That's what happens when one of my nuts goes up.
Now, the veins, did they put that in there?
Man, that's real. No, that's him.
Those are real veins.
Yeah, they've talked about it on numerous.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Dune.
Dune. Dune did look great.
Dune looks great.
Dune looks great. That's fine. Dune
yeah, yeah.
Great. But I've seen that before I got in the theater. I hadn't seen the Ghostbusters trailer.
That was so magical.
So incredible.
Yeah.
But I'd seen Dune before.
Did you see the Paul Thomas
it.
Anderson one too?
I've seen the trailer about 1,000 fucking times now.
That looks good.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I think PTA is great. I also think, you know, it's you know.
Rudy wants to see it.
Why?
No, I want to see it. I'm starting to read the book.
Oh.
What book?
Dune.
You gotta.
You know, my brother and I are a big fan of the original. I know it got panned.
The original Dune?
I love the original Dune movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fun. You don't like it?
It's a little.
It's long.
It's a little.
What?
It's horrible.
It's a little shitty.
Okay.
But it's fun shitty.
But it's odd. That's what I like about it. Because it's because it's David Lynch, right? There are some weird scenes in it. Like with Sting and that other.
Yep.
That fat guy that floats.
That Sting thing. That's not.
I know,
good.
But those two together as a kid when you're watching it.
It's cool.
It's not just cool, it's scary. It's weird.
It's cool. It's cool because fucking weird as shit.
Yeah.
Weird
like as these shit. Two, yeah.
Yeah.
When this dude comes out.
Yeah.
This is the first time I saw a redhead in my life. I'm like, oh, God, that's what they look like.
We protested this because he's not a natural.
Yeah, look at him, right? And what's the fat guy? The fat guy. Show him. Sting and that other guy. That guy.
That's me.
That's you. Yeah, that is you. Those are both stages of your life.
This is literally my whole family. That's my family. Yeah, that's my dad.
This is you.
Me.
That's you that's at me. Probably 22. That's you at 60.
60?
Yeah.
Put it a little bit closer, baby. That's me in about 6 years.
Yeah.
I keep up this pandemic 20 that I keep building on. That's me. And that's me talking to you.
Bobby. Yeah. Is that me?
That's you right there. You become an old white guy.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, but anyway.
I gotta fart so fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that in the theater.
Yeah, Dune's gonna be great.
Do you wanna watch it?
100%. Let's go.
But I thought we were gonna go to Scare Nights.
We'll do that too.
Oh.
Why don't we go to Halloween Haunted Scare Nights or whatever the fuck it's called and then go to the theater there?
And watch Dune?
They have a theater there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go there.
Do they have a theater there?
Yeah. At Universal, yeah.
Oh, it's the Haunted Haunts.
Say it again.
No, I'm gonna give you another shot.
Try it again.
Okay, can I?
Yeah.
All right. Could you say action, though?
Here we go.
Yeah.
They have a theater there.
Yeah? They have a Hollywood Halloween? Say it again.
Yeah, we could just go after we do Halloween Horror
Nights. They
have
Nights. A Holiday Haunted, huh?
They have Haunted.
What is it called, though?
Halloween
What's
Horror
it
Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights?
Hollowed Out Horror Nights.
Hollowed Out?
Halloween Horror Nights.
Say it again.
Yeah, they have at Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes. Sounds like serious. You're saying Horn Nights.
Yeah. I have problems with my H's and R's.
Really?
Yeah.
Say Harissa.
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 Say.
No, it's got to be like a sentence with a bunch of H's in it.
Bunch of H's?
Yeah.
Do one of those little rhyme things where it's
there's
like
no
seashells by the seashore. Do that with H's. What are those things even called?
Algorithms?
Trabalengua.
What is it called, fans?
Tongue twister.
Oh, yeah. How
tongue
easy.
Twisters with H's.
Tongue twisters with H.
Yeah. Let's see if we can.
Oh, let's see any of these. All right, go ahead. Let's see if you can do any of these.
Okay, but do it fast.
Oh, there.
Can we do it fast? Zoom it in more because my eyes are blurry.
Jesus.
More.
It's huge. It's like.
I can't. I got to get glasses. 800
font.
All right, so let me go first. I'll do the whole number one. Ready?
Yeah.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I pick a pickle peppers, pickle peck, pick a pick. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Piper picked?
That's a really good.
Thanks.
Wait, go up. Let me try.
Yeah, go. Fast, though.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I pick a pickled pepper. Peter picked. If Peter picked a peck of peppers, where's the peck of Peter picked?
It's hard, right?
It
you
is.
Go, Jules. Fast.
Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the big pickled pepper Piper Dick?
Dick yeah. was in there for some reason.
All right, what's the second one? I've never even heard the second one.
Just a rap verse.
It is?
Betty butter, bought some butter, but she said the butter fitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter.
Yeah.
A bit of butter batter will make my batter better.
Better butter. But she said the butter bitter. Put a bit. Yo, man, listen to me, dog.
Yo.
But a bit of better butter will make my batter better.
Uh-huh.
So it was better butter.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
The Korean M&M.
Yeah, Korean M&M. Yeah.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck as he would, as much as he could, as much wood as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck would.
You know why you go at that?
Because it's reading a sentence.
Not only that.
What?
You did that in the woods of Detroit or wherever you're from.
Chicago, and you know this.
Same.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in the Midwest.
Yes.
You and your pals, your Jeffrey Dahmer-looking friends.
Yeah.
Right? We're out, right? Let's play a word game, guys.
Yeah, in the woods.
Yeah, and then you guys would do this one.
All the time.
It's like, I wouldn't even be able to do that. Let me try. How much would a woodpecker... Zoom in. I can't.
It's so big.
I know. My eyes are so bad.
It's fucking huge.
How much would a woodpecker woodchuck? Would a woodchuck?
There's no pecker.
Chuck wood.
No woodpecker. Oh. Woodchuck.
How much would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, he would chuck. He would as much as he could. As chuck chuck as was wood. As a woodchuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
By the way, yeah, that should be the way. If you're trying to find out if an Asian person can get into this country. It would be that. How much would we chuck, no, chuck, 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 chuck
no,
wood?
There would be no Asians in this country.
I know. If you had to read this is a citizenship test for them?
You're the guy.
Yeah. Hi. Well, hi. You ready to take your citizenship test?
I am.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, Yoshi. This is not going to be easy, but if you fail in Toshi, if you fail in saying... Now, where are you going? No. I'll leave it.
Toshi.
Okay, Toshi. Sorry about that, sir.
Yashimoto.
Well, we'd love to have you as a United States citizen. Good. Ready?
Yeah.
All you have to do is read this phrase, and that's all you have to do, and you're in the country. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
But
you can't screw it up.
Easy.
All right, Toshi, so go right ahead. Number three.
How much war? Am I out?
You're out. I'm sorry, Toshi.
Am I out?
Yeah, you're gone.
Oh, bye.
You know what? You know what?
Well,
but we like you.
Yes.
Let's give you one more try.
Okay. How fast? Can I do slow?
It has to be very fast.
All right.
Come on, Tosh.
How much would a woodchucker chuck? If a woodchucker could a chuck a wood?
Sorry, Tosh. That's going to be the end of it.
What about my wife?
Oh, man. Would you like to try?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll try.
Okay. Where's your accent?
Where's your accent? Yeah, yeah.
What, you come to America, all of a sudden you have an American accent?
Did you lose
crazy.
It? Did you lose it? Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah.
I'll try.
Oh.
What? She's from Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, go.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, he would chuck. He would as much as he could.
You can't repeat it. You're out.
Okay.
You guys are both
going
back.
These are crazy. These are crazy. She sells.
You know, like when like a racist person yells, "Go back to your country." They should have this on a sheet of paper and be like, "Read this or go back to your fucking country, Yang."
You know what I do? Like, does this work for you? Hmm. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah, like so.
Oh, warm up exercises.
When you do warm up, that one works for me. Like when I'm acting, right, and I have a long thing to say, and I get things jumbled up in my head.
Yeah.
When I say red leather, yellow leather, right?
That works.
It does work for me.
Really?
Here's another thing that works.
What?
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah. So it's like.
You eat it?
What?
Like, do you physically eat watermelon?
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, when you're lip syncing, when you say water, well, it usually lines up.
Oh.
Like if I'm talking, let's say I'm saying watermelon, 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 and you talk, you know what I mean? You're my voice.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably line up.
All right, let's try.
All right, ready?
Hey, this is Bobby Lee, and I got to tell you something. I am a blatant homosexual. I've talked about it on this show so many
times.
No, it doesn't
work.
It doesn't work. Not even a little bit.
I'm wrong about it.
Yeah, you're way off.
100%.
Because it looks like you're just saying watermelon. Right?
That's true.
It doesn't even remotely look like you're saying anything.
Yeah. No, I know. No, I know why I know that.
Why?
Because years ago, like when I used to, I was on a, I did a pilot called, I did one with Steve Renna Zizzi and Steve Howe. I forgot what it was called.
And Steve Howe?
And it's who? Steve Howe.
Oh, yeah.
And Zoe Lister-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a lot of scenes where I was like in the background and they would like, you're in the background, Bobby, you're talking. So I just didn't know what to say. Someone extra from Chicago, we shot in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know, a pro extra.
A background guy saying, he just goes, say hey, kid. Watermelon.
Yeah, he goes, kid, you know what the trick is? I go, what? Just say watermelon. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Over and over again. So if you see the pilot, I guess you'll see me go. You know what I mean? And I always thought that would work, but probably doesn't.
No, because you're faking a conversation.
You could just go anything.
And then it looks like you going.
Yeah. So...
Did you make any of those Star Wars? Did you make anything yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Jules, all right. Do you remember Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, he's the one that Princess Leia made a record with R2-D2.
That's true. And in the bar, he walks into that bar, right? And when he pulls out his lightsaber and turns it on.
Saber.
Lightsaber.
Saber with a B.
Saver?
Not as lightsaber. No. It's not saving light. It's lightsaber.
Does life? It does save lives, though.
So lifesaver? I guess it's called a lightsaber.
I always thought it was lightsaber because it saves lives.
I guess you're right, actually.
Thank you.
Okay.
So when he pulls out his lifesaver.
Lifesaver?
Yeah, saver.
Mm.
What does he do with it?
He swishes it around.
Did not see it.
Did not see it.
100% did not see it.
100% see it.
You saw clips on YouTube, didn't you?
No, I was watching it, but...
But you weren't watching it.
I also wasn't watching it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you'll get another shot.
That's
interesting. Another question.
Yeah, give her one.
You want another one?
Yeah, give her another one.
Okay. So, when they capture Princess Leia, first of all, what's the planet called or the No, just listen, okay?
Okay.
It's the most notorious thing, yeah. Right? They're like clothing brands and bands named after. So it's like where Darth Vader is, right? It's a spaceship that looks like a planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? What's that called?
It didn't say that.
Yeah, it does.
It does. A million times.
Is it Imperial?
Yeah.
Forest.
Imperial. Imperial Forest. No, it's called the Death Star.
No, it's called the Imperial.
Death Star is the weapon.
No. You didn't see it.
You didn't see it. Oh. So anyway, when Princess Leia is on the Death Star, right?
Yeah.
And she in Darth Vader. I want to see her. So there's a scene where they're on a deck.
Yeah.
Right? What does Darth Vader do? He wants to show her something. What does he show her?
He shows her planets that are exploding.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true. That's what he's... One planet.
Planet that are...
Her home planet.
A planet exploding.
Yeah. Her home planet.
That's what I said.
Okay. Oh, you said planet. You said plural. All right.
It's my accent.
Last one. Okay, it's your accent. My bad. All right. Here's the last one. All
right. She is right. It is.
Yeah.
Right. I did hear it.
So when Han Solo, right? Princess Leia. So Han Solo, Princess Leia, Luke.
Can you say Leia? Princess Leia?
It's lifesaver.
Got it.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Princess Leia.
So when Princess Leia.
My last name's Lee.
Yes, I know.
It's the only way I can memorize
it. I get
that.
It. Yeah. Princess Leia.
Yeah. Princess Leia, right? They escape, right? And now stormtroopers are fighting. Right? Where do they fall into?
They fall into a black hole. But then they were saved.
Yeah, you didn't see it. You definitely didn't see it.
I saw it.
It's one of the most notorious scenes. They fall into like a garbage, you know what I mean, disposal place, right?
Where they get ground up.
Yeah, and then what happens in that garbage disposal place?
C-3PO and...
He's not even in it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not even in there.
Someone saves them.
How?
Obi-Wan.
Okay, you did not fucking see it. You have to watch it again. You never fucking saw it. We're going to do another test next week.
But it's so boring.
What? How is Star Wars fucking boring?
It's not... Her generation would hate Star Wars.
But
they have no connection to it.
I know, but I want to say this, okay? And I really mean this,
okay.
Right? Sometimes I play stupid on the show.
We all do. That's
I know.
The fun of the show.
That's the fun of the show. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about, yeah. Right? But this is a real thing, okay?
Yes.
It's just listen to me. I think this is very important, right? When you're watching something, you also have to put yourself in that generation or that time it came out,
right?
Right. So it's like when I listen to, like, let's say a band like the Stooges, right?
Love the Stooges.
Obviously, they didn't have the kind of recording equipment and types of things that we have now, right? The effects, right? But I put myself in that era. And also you have to think to yourself, where was music at that point, right? So what you realize what they were doing was innovative and different,
yep.
Right? You have to kind of put yourself there. It's like when you're watching a history, reading a history book, right? And you're reading it, it's like you can't go, well, why didn't, you know what I mean? They nuke, like in the 1700s, why didn't they nuke it? Because they didn't have nuclear fucking weapons back then, right? You have to look at what they had back then, right?
Right.
So when you look at a fucking movie like Star Wars, you realize that it was the first of its kind.
It was.
Right? all those spaceships and stuff, it wasn't fucking CGI.
Those were actual models. Real models.
Right? They painted that shit, yep. Right? And they zoomed in, and they did all that shit that was, like, so, yeah. Like, innovative. And do you understand what I'm saying? Also, Star Wars, where they were put in, like, in the valley in some weird warehouse where there was no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And they were just sweating it out. Building this shit.
Kind of like us right now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the studio's like, this is not going to work, right? No. When fucking Steven Spielberg showed it to his friends, the first original version, he showed it to George Lucas,
right?
Brian De Palma, Scorsese, all these legendary, right? He brought them all over. He's like, look at my movie. After the movie was done, they looked at him and goes, it's terrible. Don't even release it, right? So then what George Lucas did is he found a fucking different editor, right? And he made the action be the editing technique in terms of that comes first. So everything, you know what I mean, is spliced based on the action.
Right.
It changed the movie.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you have to do when you watch a movie like that. But to you, there's no, you're like, oh, that doesn't look real. Or, you know what I mean? There should be more explosions.
She's saying,
yeah. Luke Skywalker's, I don't like his 70s haircut.
He's not hot.
Because he was in the 1970s, lady.
Yeah, lady.
Okay, I'll watch it again.
Hey, Rudy, what did we miss from your review?
From my review?
Mm-hmm.
From my review.
Jesus.
I said the acting, Luke's acting is bad. The cinematography looks old.
Okay.
But I like the theme music.
The music you liked.
Yeah.
Okay.
In conclusion, it was kind of boring.
What do you give it? How many stars out of five?
Two.
Two stars.
All right, you know what? Fuck you. You know
Star Wars, a you know, two-star movie.
No. Fuck you. You know what? Look at me right now. I'm going to give you spoilers.
Okay. All
right? Because you're not going to watch the second one, which is the best one.
Wait, make her watch it.
No.
You should watch it for
I'll
four.
Watch it.
No, you're not going to watch it. All right? You're not going to watch it. And I'm going to tell you something. All right? I'm getting angry. Okay. I'm going to give you some spoilers. And everyone's listening, so everyone knows the movie. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know who Luke Skywalker, right? And Princess Leia, you know who they are? In relation to each other.
Siblings.
They're siblings. Who's their dad?
Darth Vader.
You already know this? How the fuck do you already know this?
I don't know. I was just looking at...
She looked online. I'm sure it's all over the internet. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by how much she hates it. It's actually...
Yeah, I've never heard anyone hate it. But you know what? Her generation, who knows?
I bet you we have to have fans that are in their young 20s that also hate the fucking movie. I'm sure there are. Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if you saw a movie like Taxi Driver or something dark.
She's never going to like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're not going to get it because there's like, you know.
Dog Day Afternoon, she'll hate that fucking movie.
Oh my God, what a great movie. Because it's based on a true story, that thing.
You won't like that. You should try. We should make you try these on this off week and see which one you actually like.
No, you know, we should do every week at the end, right? Mm-hmm. A movie reveal.
Jules' movie review.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll make her watch classics. You have to watch them.
So right? What am I going to watch now?
So let's make her watch.
Make her watch Dog Day Afternoon.
That's a phenomenal
movie. And it also has themes that are, without ruining it, that is something that's current in this day and age.
I think something a little bit more dark than that.
Raiders of the Lost Ark? No. What?
Not Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I mean, that's great.
That's great.
No, he's meaning like something. Yeah. He wants like dark.
Oh,
dark.
What about this? Apocalypse Now.
Fine, Apocalypse Now, great. Or Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange. Mm-hmm. Clockwork Orange.
All right, you're watching Clockwork Orange.
You're watching Clockwork Orange
okay.
This week, all right? Great.
She just comes back. She's like, I watched that movie Orange County. It wasn't good at all.
Yeah. It's called Clockwork Orange, Clockwork Stanley Kubrick. Okay. When the movie came out, it was banned from England.
Correct.
Right? Or Europe or something.
I think it was England.
England, yeah.
I think it was the
what
UK.
A weird movie.
Amazing.
Oh, what a weird good movie.
I remember it gave me like daymares. You know, like what nightmares that day?
Yeah.
Like I'd think about it during the day and be freaked out with my eyes wide open thinking about how creepy it was.
I remember watching as a kid going, like literally jerking off to the Milk Bar.
Oh, the Milk Bar is the hottest thing in the world. Yeah.
Right. So these gang, I don't know.
Don't give it up.
All right. But those milk bars were like sexy to me.
It was a Milko Velocette.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, so you're watching a Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
You logged in. You excited? And I want real notes.
Yeah, and I don't want you to be texting.
Yeah, no. Your phone should be shut down.
I don't
down.
Want you to be texting or anything or watching your anime because I know you have two gadgets sometimes. I know you do that.
I only have one.
No, dude, all the time I see you watching shit and doing shit on your phone.
Okay.
Do you not do that?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Let me ask you something. What? Do you do that?
In what?
Do you do that? Do you do two things that want to watch a thing and be on another gadget?
If I'm watching a docuseries, I'll do that. But right now I'm watching a show called Succession.
It's the best. Succession?
Yeah.
It's the best.
I didn't know about it, and I know. So,
are you starting from the first season?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's so good.
It's so good. And I'm now at the tonight I'm watching the last episode.
Of the first season.
First season. But there was a couple episodes before that. That made me laugh so fucking hard.
Which one? We've all seen it.
It's where they go to the fucking, that bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then Tom
is so fucking
good in that show.
God, he's funny.
Right? Tom goes, that girl, that's a girl, right? And what he does.
I know exactly.
That he openly admits that.
Yes.
Right? Like almost in a bragging
way. That's Tom, yeah.
Right? And then at the end when they're walking out, they go, good job, Tom. We heard, like, it went around. Yeah,
everybody knew.
Everyone knows about it, right? It's so fucking funny.
Beyond.
There's also a scene when the daughter is begging to go see her dad.
Siobhan.
Right. And Maria or the mother or the stepmother, Marsha.
Yeah, the stepmom or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, he's not well. You know, give it some time. And she's insisting to go up there. Right. So she just barges up there. She's like, you're not going to, you know what I mean? And there's a scene, a very intimate moment, where she puts her hand on her dad, and he's, you know, he had a brain aneurysm. He's in and out of consciousness.
He had a stroke, right?
Right. And there's a touching scene where he goes, I love you. You know that he's never said that probably before.
Ever.
She starts tearing up, right? Then he grabs her hand and tries to get her hand to touch his penis.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing on earth.
So fucking funny. Right? That show is so good.
It's so good.
And I'm excited because of a show like this because I didn't know what it was.
I can't believe you never saw it.
No.
It's so popular.
I know. My friend Gene was like, you haven't seen it? It's just, you know, there's so much shit out.
Yeah, too many
shows. You miss it, right?
Yeah.
So now watching it, and I have now the second season that I've never seen, and then also the third season coming out. So fucking excited.
Just wait. I'm excited
great
for
show.
The third season.
Great show.
You know who kills it on that show, by the way?
Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, he does do great.
I love him.
But who to you makes you chuckle because he's so funny and dumb?
Greg.
Greg is fucking unreal.
Dude.
He's
I feel so,
so
bad for him.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
Wait till second season. You're going to love it.
I'm afraid that he's going to die. He's not going to die, is he?
He doesn't die.
Thank God.
I don't know what happened in the third season.
But he's so dumb.
So good.
I know, but in the show,
yeah.
Is he not dumb?
Nicholas Braun. His name is Nick Braun. He's a fucking great actor. He's friends with people I know really well.
Really?
When the show came out, I reached out to him online, and I was like, I want to tell you, dude, you steal comedy scenes from that show because it's his nervousness, and he throws away a dumb line.
Yeah.
And the way he goes, so, you know, when he throws away something small, it's so fucking funny. Like, he's so out of touch, it's great.
Yeah,
the characters, it's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, it's a great show. What a great show. Anyway.
All right, so listen.
Yeah.
I'd like you to sing Bobby Lee, to sing me happy birthday quietly, smoothly, sexually, in your own Bobby Lee way. Go ahead.
May I say something before I go?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I could do it comedically.
Okay.
Okay. I could do it with a smile. But I can also do it real and in a way how it really makes me feel about you.
Okay.
But now
you're going for the comedy.
No. But now that I just said that, it makes me laugh.
I know.
Right. So just give me a second.
Go ahead. Just recoup.
I'm sorry. I why does that happen?
We can wait.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
You can't smile.
I'm not smiling.
Yeah, you are smiling.
But just when you would do that, you're so femme when you do that with your hair.
I know, but don't smile.
Don't do that. That's like so.
I'm sorry, don't smile. This is a real moment, man.
But it's, okay, right. I won't. I'm not going to smile. Come on.
Oh, here we go.
Come on.
I try.
I need this.
All right. You're right. You're right. I love you.
Please.
I love you,
I
man.
Love you.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andrew. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for being a bad friend. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Huge.